In an especially contentious election year, there are a couple of alternatives to the major party candidates in the race for Illinois governor. But as Rachel Otwell reports for Illinois Issues, even some backers of third parties say they're not great options either, though that's not where they want the story to end.
Over half the U.S. population believes there's a need for a third major party. That's according to a 2017 Gallup poll that found 61% of those surveyed supported the idea, up 20 percentage points from those polled in 2003.
I think the poll itself speaks to the fact more Americans than ever are saying they want a third party.
That's Stephen Nemirovsky. He was special counsel to Lee Daniels, who served for 2 years in the mid-90s as Republican Illinois House Speaker, the only interruption in Democrat Michael Madigan's reign. And now, Nemirovsky is an avowed third-party proponent, a professor, an author, and television producer for his show called None of the Above.
But it's not easy to have a third party in America. One of the problems from my perspective is that the third parties we have now, for instance, the Libertarian Party, they are so bad at being political parties that they mask how you would actually go about being a party.
Bad or not, the Libertarian Party did get candidates for all statewide offices on the ballot this year. Cass Jackson, the party's nominee for governor, says it wasn't easy getting there.
Ballot access is atrocious for third parties. We needed to acquire over 25,000 valid signatures, which in effect meant we needed close to 50,000 to survive a petition challenge that we anticipated.
Jackson's campaign promises an end to political corruption and more freedom from government regulations. Meanwhile, Republican State Senator Sam McCann is a fourth candidate for governor. Having taken on the identity of the Conservative Party, he promises to be a crusader for conservative social issues, something he says Governor Rauner has failed to do.
The Republican Party was just starting to get its sea legs when he came along, and now this deep division is going to make the Republican Party even weaker.
While the election is still days away, we know one thing. Polls suggest it is incredibly unlikely a third-party candidate will win the top job. That sort of loss is something one Illinoisan can relate to, so I rang him up.
My name is Rich Whitney. I wear a lot of hats, but currently I am Green Party candidate for Jackson County Board.
Whitney failed in bids for governor back in 2006 and 2010. His first time out, he got 10% of the vote, losing to Democrat Rod Blagojevich and Republican runner-up Judy Barr Topinka.
To be candid, a lot of it was protest voting against those two. You know, there were some counties in Illinois where I actually received more votes from usual Republican voters as opposed to Democrat voters.
Still, Whitney's showing was a victory of sorts. He got the Greens recognized as a major party in Illinois, which made it easier to field candidates for every office in the following two elections. That ended with the Tea Party wave in 2010. Whitney says the quest for third-party approval has always felt like a catch-22.
Because in order for it to become viable, people need to vote for it. And we're in a long struggle. We have had some successes in getting people elected at the local level. We can win at the state rep level.
Whitney says he's now focused on building blocks, winning a smaller election in hopes of earning public trust and increasing support.
Hey, look, we're not running to be a spoiler. We never do. We're running to win. And hey, if we can win at the county level, we can win at the state rep level.
While the Greens and Libertarians have different ideologies, they share a lack of power and money. Third-party advocate Stephen Nemirovsky says Illinois voters are tired of having just two choices, and he says he's optimistic about the millennial generation.
They're looking for a voice, and they are just coming of age, and they are going to wake up to the fact that my generation has burdened them with pension plan debt, all kinds of problems that they're going to wake up to, and I think that generation is going to say, wait a minute, these parties are not giving us the answer where we're going to go.
But as things stand, Nemirovsky says he's not endorsing either of this year's third-party candidates for governor. I'm Rachel Otwell.